Hello, my name is Gustavo and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
All right, thank you. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered.
Gonna vote.
And would you say that you are definitely going to vote, or you are very likely to vote, or somewhat likely to vote?
I'm gonna vote.
And with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Hispanic, White, Caucasian, Asian, or Asian American?
White.
Thank you. What is your age?
71.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
They've gotten off on the wrong track.
Thank you. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? Overdevelopment, illegal immigration, hurricane and flooding preparation, crime and public safety, property insurance costs, protecting the environment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, taxes and county government spending, or traffic and congestion, or affordable housing?
Can I say more than one?
In this case, this is just one that for you is the most important.
Immigration.
Thank you so much. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. And starting with Rick Ramsey, for you is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
God, can't stand him. Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Love unfavorable, favorable. Very.
Thank you. Paul Wunderlich?
I don't know who that is.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis?
Favorable, very.
Very favorable, thank you so much. Holy Mariel Rashin?
I don't know who that is.
And Melissa Tomei?
I don't know who that is.
Thank you so much. And thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today and among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or Holy Mariel Rashin, a Republican candidate?
The guy you said.
Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate.
Yes.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate?
I'm voting for him.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holy Mariel Rashain is doing as your county commissioner?
I really don't know who that is. I haven't lived in Monroe. I've been out of Monroe County on a, been in my vacation house for months and months, and I only moved back here a week ago.
Okay, so thank you. Okay, thank you so much. And, well, all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community? Or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government?
Fresh perspective.
The first one. All right. Thank you. And do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Thanks. Which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate's position on future development in Monroe County? Or a candidate's positions on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime?
That one.
Thanks. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
Yes, I'm in favor.
And is that strongly favor or somewhat favor? Thank you so much. As you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging Trauma Star helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for this project, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? With the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida. Or, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better.
I said a hold up.
The first one or this that I already told you?
The one to hold, I think we should hold up on it until things get better and we get rid of Biden. You didn't ask that, but I wanted to throw it in there.
Thank you so much. And now, just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 80% of this survey. I really thank you so much for your time. And we are about to finish. I will try to be the brief as possible. If you knew the following statements about Holy Mariel Rashain were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holy Mariel Rashain in the primary election for Monroe County Commission? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Holy Mariel Rashain is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. For you, it's much more likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much less likely, or it makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. Now, Holy Mariel Rashain is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbyists. Rashain has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pay over every inch of the keys and harm of quality of life. And once again, it makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Now, during this tough times, Holy Mary Rashin voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. This makes you much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or makes no difference.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Now, Holy Rashin understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Rashin has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reef and Everglades restoration, and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood. And for you, it's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely, or makes no difference.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Now, Holy Mary Rashin believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life. And after this, would you say that is for you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
No, did you say no difference?
Yes.
Thank you. And now, Holy Mary Rashin has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and long-time residents. Rashin has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications. For you, is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
Much, did you say much less likely?
Is this almost over because I'm driving and I need to start paying attention to it because I'm not sure where I am. So are you almost done?
Yeah, almost done. Actually, there's just two more about this part, and there's just a few general questions, right? That's everything.
Okay.
Well, just to be sure on this that I read you, what was your answer? For you, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much
likely.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And now, with high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holy Mary Rashin supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. And for you, is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much more likely.
Thank you. The last one for this. Holy Mary Rashin is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rashin has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe. And for you, is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Much more.
Thank you so much. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, then among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Melissa Ptolemy, a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or Holy Mary Rashin, a Republican candidate?
Maybe her. I'll say her because I don't really know any of them, but talk more about her than anybody else, so I'll say her. More like
all right. Thank you so much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Holy Mary Rashin, a Republican candidate?
Positively.
It is a probably or definitely?
Probably. No, definitely. Definitely.
All right. Thank you so much. And, well, you will now be asking a few short demographic questions before we finish, or for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Monroe County? 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10 years? Between 11 and 20 years? Or more than 20 years? All your life?
I was born right here. 71 years.
Thank you so much. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A conservative.
And would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Last time high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Some college.
All right, thank you so much. In that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful night.
You too, thank you.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.